So we start to date, but we also realize there's like this problem because we work together and we wanted to stay professional. So the teachers and administration, we were upfront with them, but we didn't want students to think that there was anything inappropriate going on. So remember, we had like a plan. What was the strategy? Like if kids asked us if we were dating?
We decided we would never come to school together. Like mm-hmm. we would never drive in the same car. Like we would never arrive at the same time.
It was really inconvenient, really.
Yeah, and like we would do the most ridiculous things and get up at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and drive back to our houses to get ready to go to work separately.
Right, so no one would catch on to our big charade. The teachers knew, but the students didn't know. And so I remember we came up with this plan that if a student ever asked, we'd be like, "Ew, like right? I'm not dating Miss Jordan. Like she's gross." I couldn't do it, and so it was hard, but.
I was dating this imaginary guy named Chad.
Right, we made up a guy named Chad. Yeah. And because you eventually got a ring and we didn't let the students know. But I remember you were a lot better at holding to that plan because whenever the kids were like, "Are you dating Mr. Fassbender?" you'd be like, "Oh God, he's the worst," right?
I would.
And you really sold it. But when they asked me, I would blush, right? Like I would just blush. I'd be like, "No, I'm not dating Miss Jordan." And the problem was is that they thought that I was really interested in you and you wanted nothing to do with me. And so I look like I remember a student was like, "Oh, poor Mr. Fassbender, he's such a loser. Like, he can't take a hint that Miss Jordan's just not into him." Flash forward, we start planning for a wedding.
We picked a date. It was May 16th was going to be our date. And then it kind of came to a halt.
Right. Well, things happen in our lives, right? Obviously, the big thing that happened in my life is for 2 years, my dad had been battling cancer. I remember it just sort of came to a head. I had just gotten off work. I remember my dad pulled me to the side of his hospital bed, and he told me that he wasn't going to make it.
Not having gone through something like this before, it was trying to find my place. How do I support you and your family? I called my dad, and I was just upset, and I was, you know, trying to prepare my family because my dad had such an attachment to your dad.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, really good friends. And I said, I don't think he's going to make it. I think this is it. And my dad said, he's going to watch his son get married.
Yeah. And so all of a sudden, this big mega wedding plan for a year later was pushed to 2 weeks. What we realized pretty quickly was that my dad was holding on for this wedding. Like, the cancer was just attacking him. Hospice was difficult. And I think I started to feel a little bit of a sense of guilt because I think at that point he was ready to go. I remember I came to him at his bedside one day, probably a week before the wedding was scheduled, and I thanked him for trying, but I also gave him permission again. Like, it was okay. As soon as he saw his daughters, that was the last thing he needed to see, and he didn't make it to the wedding. And so then we had a decision. Do we keep the wedding or what do we do in the wake of my father's passing?
And I remember talking to your mom because her opinion and her well-being was most important to me at the time. And your mom was like, "No, it's happening." Mm-hmm. Like she was very adamant about this wedding happening. And so we pulled it together.
Yeah.
And we did it and it ended up being just such a beautiful wedding.
I remember that day just being really, really special. It was sort of shrouded in a fair amount of sadness. It was also a beautiful celebration. Like, it was obviously not the circumstances, but it was perhaps the wedding we truly wanted from the beginning.